Hi, and welcome to Speaking of Sex with the Pleasure Mechanics. I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We are the Pleasure Mechanics, and in this podcast, we offer expert advice so you can have an amazing sex life. You can submit a question to be answered on future episodes by heading over to pleasuremechanics.com. While you're there, check out our complete podcast archive with over 125 episodes just waiting for you. And when you're ready to master new erotic skills, check out our complete suite of online courses. We cover everything from couples massage to foreplay mastery to erotic spanking and beyond. Use the code SPEAKINGOFSEX for 20% off the online course of your choice. On today's episode, we're going to be talking about one of those master skills that changes everything. It's one of those skills that's just as relevant in and out of the bedroom, and when you really focus on developing this skill, you'll notice that everything opens up, your sex life changes, you become more powerful and confident, and you finally get what you really want in bed. Charlotte's going to get us started by reading two questions that came in recently that speak to the same thing, so we thought we'd address them all in one.
Dear Charlotte and Chris, I have recently discovered your Pleasure Mechanics podcasts, and I love them. Thank you. I've always been a sexual person, but I've never truly found the pleasure, freedom, and comfort that I currently have with my partner, and that is great. I love him more than anything, and the sex is great. However, there are times where I wish he was more open to speaking about sex. Maybe I'm the issue, as I may bring it up at the wrong time, or maybe I'm not very tactful. Regardless, since I've discovered that sex shouldn't be taboo, and that talking about it is healthy and full of surprises, I would like to talk about it with him more. He just seems a bit reluctant at times. I'd love to hear your thoughts on how to make him less scared. Thanks a bunch, Olympia. And the second question is from Kat, and she writes, my new partner and I relate on many different levels, and the first two times we were sexually intimate, it was quite sweet. But it seems he has the same vanilla moves or format to his sexual expression. Pretty much a few minutes of kissing, and then he gets on top of me, and within a few minutes it all seems to be over with. I don't think he's in tune with making sure my needs are met. I'm kind of shy and timid sexually, although at the same time quite sensual. I love foreplay. I love my breasts to be touched and kissed. I definitely need clitoral action, and he is seemingly oblivious. I have never had to verbally ask for what I want and need, but I'm also not willing to have an unfulfilling sexual relationship, especially after being single for so long. I know that there are graceful and sexy ways to ask for what I want without making my partner feel inadequate. This is completely outside my comfort zone, but I am willing to work through this personal and intimate challenge. Thank you for your help, Kat.
Okay.
These are great questions, and I think a lot of people have similar questions and challenges. So I'm excited to dive into this.
Yeah, and also just to point out, the second letter Kat came from us via a listener who had referred us to her friend in need. So Kat is actually not a listener yet. We hope to get you on board. But I think that was really sweet and touching that someone heard their friend struggle and referred them our way for advice. And please know, dear listeners, that you can always do that. Pass on the word about Pleasure Mechanics to your friends who are struggling in the bedroom or in their relationships, and together we can help them out. So this question about asking for what you want and talking about sex. It is huge and crucial and essential to a happy sex life, no matter if you're single and looking to find a compatible partner, or if you're in a long-term relationship and looking to continue having a good sex life or rekindle the flames or get over a dry spell. Talking about sex is essential, and yet it is so hard for so many of us.
And we're going to give you some solid strategies for how to get better at this, how to practice this. It's something that we all can keep developing for our entire lifetime. So no matter where you are now, you can always improve, and it'll just get easier and easier. So it's important that we all dive into this and give it a go.
So here is our 5-step plan for asking for what you want in bed. And as we said, master this skill in bed and it will have great benefits in the rest of your life. Because when you can clearly and specifically ask for what you want without being demanding, while being empathetic to other people's needs, this opens up so much possibility in your life. We've all had that house guest when asked where they want to go for dinner, kind of like, oh, I don't know, anything's fine, I guess. And would you prefer to have that person or the person who says, I hear there's a great new sushi joint in town, I'd love to check it out, but I'm open to other ideas as well. Having specific requests is actually a great gift to the other people in your life because then they don't have to guess what makes you happy. They know exactly how to serve you. You can get on with having more fun. You don't have to spend all this time in doubt and questioning. And that is the place so many of us occupy in our bedrooms, is doubt. It's fear. It's the silence of shame. Wondering what is turning your lover on, wondering if you're doing a good job. And that doubt and fear is really crippling and really limits so many people's sexual experience. So by learning to activate our voice, ask for what we want, say what turns us on, it's actually a gift to both of you. A lot of people frame it as it can be demanding or you're making the other person insecure, and I think that's really a myth. Most of us are very eager to hear what our lover wants in bed and are very grateful when they have specific requests. So how can we give that gift to one another?
The first step is in getting rid of shame, which is, of course, an enormous and vast topic and is not as simple as just flipping a switch, but it is a process that you engage in, that you choose, and that you choose again and again, moment after moment. We did a much longer podcast focused on this, number 72, which you can find over at pleasuremechanics.com. Hit the podcast button at the top of every page and you'll find it there. But the essential part is choosing not to let yourself be run by shame, that you can choose and practice overturning that, noticing that you're feeling shame and not wanting to speak about sexual things, or that your partner might feel shamed and that this whole kind of uncomfortable thing is happening when you want to bring something up or you are bringing something up, and just notice that that is shame and embarrassment and it's not yours, it's our culture's, and choosing to keep going anyway.
Right. If you were being served the same meal over and over again by your lover and it was nothing but rice and beans, eventually you would say to your lover, hey, let's try something else. I found this great recipe. Have you ever tried Chinese? Have you ever tried Thai? And you could have easy conversations about food. Because for the most part, there are exceptions, but for the most part, food is not shrouded in shame the same way sex is. The reason it's so hard to talk about sex is because of our cultural shame around the topic. We're taught that when the chemistry is right, great sex just happens, that only bad girls talk about sex, that it's something that really should be kept private, and so many people never talk about sex. And we talk to couples all the time who in a 20-year relationship, a 40-year relationship, have never had an easy, casual conversation about sex. Definitely listen to episode 72 because shame affects all of us. It's a huge, huge burden on most of our sexualities. But for this specific topic, what we're going to recommend is that you start talking about sex in the most broad and general way possible. When you're going on walks, in the car on long drives, just talk about some topic of sexuality. It could be something that's in the news. It could be something like, hey, I just saw this magazine article about swinging. What do you think about that? Or gosh, so many of my friends are reading 50 Shades of Grey. What do you think about kinky sex? Have you ever thought about that? Just open up a conversation that's not about your sex life specifically, but about sex in general. And this will help you get over that initial discomfort and start having a vocabulary of sex. When you watch movies and there's a sex scene, ask your lover a question about it later in the day. Like, what did you think of the way he was treating her in bed? Or that looked fun to me. What do you think about it? So you're just introducing the language of sex into your relationship. And then over time, we're going to urge you to have more and more specific conversations about your sex life and start developing the language to ask for what you want in bed. And we're going to give you more strategies for that coming up. But for now, really just think about getting over the discomfort about talking about sex in general and making sex something you talk about in your relationship, just like you would talk about vacations that are coming up or your careers. The more casual and relaxed it can be, the better.
The second important step to being able to ask for what you want is to really develop the feeling of being worthy of pleasure. This is something that a lot of us don't necessarily feel, but it is essential to cultivate your sense of self-worth and that you deserve to experience pleasure. Your body deserves to feel good, and you are valuable and worthy of being in a relationship where your partner, your lover, gives you pleasure, and that you give them pleasure, and that that is a circuit that you run together and enjoy. That you don't have to have a relationship where there is no pleasure.
Right. Think about the conditions you would need to be able to walk into your boss's office and ask for a raise. You would want to feel worthy of that raise, that you've done a good job, that you know you can meet the requirements of the new job you're asking for. To have that kind of confidence means you have to have self-worth. And when it comes to sexuality, again, our culture has told us that pleasure is hedonistic, it's selfish, it's a waste of time. And we need to really flip those scripts and know that our pleasure is worth asking for. And I love in the second letter and in the first, there is this sense of, I want more, I deserve more, I'm not willing to settle for an unfulfilling sexual relationship, I know there's potential for more. And it's that spirit that you need to bring to these conversations, that you're leveling up together. You're asking for more pleasure, more connection, more intimacy, and that can be a really fun, lighthearted, positive conversation. It doesn't have to be shrouded in the sense of a burden or scariness. And again, once you've started talking about sex more generally with your lover and started cultivating a sense of that this is worth asking for, it'll be a lot easier to make direct requests.
Right. It's such a different way of approaching talking about sex when you're talking about wanting to experience more pleasure together instead of that there's a problem that you need to be fixing, so you're having this conversation. It's a really different feeling, and it's much more inviting and less scary and threatening.
Right. Do you think that most people are afraid of this because culture tells us that chemistry should do it all, you shouldn't have to ask about it? So when you're asking for it, it's considered an inherent critique and criticism of your lover's skills and a put down rather than let's get higher together.
Right, absolutely. I think that's the fear that everyone already feels so insecure about their own sexual skills, and the fear and the upset of potentially not doing it well or being a bad lover is so overwhelming that anything can be heard as an insult or you're not good enough. And so it's really important that we develop empathy for our lover and make sure that as we're communicating, we are not doing that, and that we are instead building them up and building a relationship up and inviting them into a more exciting possibility.
It seems to me that there is this dual fear of putting your lover down and insulting their skills and confidence as a lover, and asking for too much or feeling embarrassed about what you're asking for, or the shame of asking for something that you think your lover will judge you for. So it's this dual-edged thing. And this empathy piece, which is step number 3, is really important. And we need to have empathy for our lover and compassion for ourselves, right? To counter those two fears, we need to really develop this dual strategy of being comfortable with our own wants and desires and coming to terms with what we're asking for, whether that's more foreplay or including anal sex or wanting to explore kinky sex, to know that all of those desires are healthy and normal and common, and that probably your lover will be excited to try new things with you when presented with the right spirit. And then simultaneously developing empathy for your partner, so how you ask becomes really deliberate and it doesn't get framed as an insult or as a problem, but rather as an opportunity for sharing more love together.
In the second question, Kat talks about her lover really rushing through the sex experience. It's possible that they are having performance anxiety issues and wanting to rush through so that they keep their erection and perform in the way that they feel like they should, quote unquote. So if that is an issue, listen to episode 125, where we discuss performance anxiety in more detail. But that is a factor that could be affecting his speed.
Right. This formula of a little bit of kissing, rolling on top of you and being done in a few minutes, frankly, isn't okay. And you know it's not okay, and you have to ask for more, because probably not only is it not sexually fulfilling, it might actually be feeling like injurious to your body. Being penetrated before you're ready is not pleasant for most women. And we talk about this a lot, of bringing you to orgasm before intercourse. That's a much better recipe, and you know it. You talk about that in your question. And so this question of how to introduce that without offending him, and how to make it a loving request. So this brings us to step number 4, which is making specific, attainable requests. So it's one thing to hear, our sex life is crap, I'm so unfulfilled, you're a terrible lover, I want something different. That is really shattering to the ego. It's another thing to hear something like, I'm really feeling connected to you, I really enjoy making love, but I really want to slow down and take our time and enjoy it together. Can we try a little bit more foreplay? Let me show you what I like, right? That is a really different invitation. It's an invitation into a shared experience rather than an accusation. And this idea of making specific requests, that really helps. You can't just say, have better sex with me. Like, what does that mean? It's really important to make specific requests. Just like in the kitchen, you would say, I really like spicy food. Let's try cooking with chili peppers. You might say, I love it when my breasts are stimulated. Take time to touch them and kiss them and warm me up. That is a really specific action that your lover can get on board with. He probably likes your breasts and is more than happy to touch them once the invitation is there.
Right, and speaking about what would turn you on is always a wonderful way of creating the invitation. Here are a few frameworks you can fill in the blanks. I love it when you... dot, dot, dot. I would love it if you... dot, dot, dot. I've been fantasizing about... dot, dot, dot. I want to slow down and enjoy this. Can we take our time?
And just like Kat wrote, a lot of people are shy and timid when it comes to talking about sex, and we totally get that. And the good news is there's more than one way to make these requests. It doesn't have to be verbal in the heat of the moment when you're all charged up, and that's actually probably the worst time to start talking about sex. Once you're comfortable with it and it's flowing between you, talking during sex is great. But to get started, talk before sex, after sex, when you're totally not in the bedroom. And that takes the charge off. So when you're taking a walk together, you can just say, you know, I've been thinking about our sex life and I'm really excited to slow down and explore more of each other's bodies. That can be a really beautiful conversation starter. But here are a few other ways to have this kind of conversation. You can write letters to one another. Bring back the pen and paper and write a detailed letter about all the things you want to explore together. You can take your time, make yourself a cup of tea or a glass of wine, and really take time to reflect on it, and that might feel less vulnerable than talking about it. You can also share excerpts of erotica. Get a good erotica anthology, highlight the passages you think are hot, leave it on his bedside table and say, try this? ? Or you can show him. While you're in the middle of sex, take his hand, cup your own breast, and say, this is how I want you to touch me. And slowly glide it. Show him what you like. That can be really sexy, and for some people it's more vulnerable than talking about sex, and for other people it's less vulnerable, and it's easier to use physical demonstration rather than verbal expression. And here's the thing, we received so many questions like this over the years that we knew we had to design an online course to guide you step by step in mastering the skills of foreplay. Our Foreplay Mastery course uses videos and audio and books to help you master all of these skills of warming up the body, building arousal, and getting ready to have the best sex of your life. We cover fingering techniques, both external and internal, and amazing ways to give the best handjob he's ever had. And using this course is an amazing way for couples to develop the language and skills together. A lot of times it's easier to just hit play and follow along in our guided instruction than it is to make it up on your own. And so many couples have had amazing experiences with this course. It's our best-selling course for a reason, because it is the core of the erotic skills you need to have an incredible sex life. And just like using a course to master something like golf, or woodworking, or learning a new language, it makes a lot of sense to use an online course to master new erotic skills. And this is our offering to you. You can check out the course at pleasuremechanics.com, use the code SPEAKINGOFSEX for 20% off, and it is a no-risk, foolproof investment in gaining mastery in the bedroom together.
Absolutely. The skills that you'll learn will certainly increase the pleasure that both of you experience together and in your body. But the amazing thing about watching a video together is that then you have this shared vocabulary of, I like that.
That looks good.
That felt good. Can we try that again? It's a really easy and comfortable way to explore new ways of touching one another. It's all non-pornographic, so it's really comfortable to watch, and couples tend to love using it together.
Indeed. So this has been our 5-step guide to asking for what you want in bed. Come on over to Pleasure Mechanics to this podcast episode page, and I will give you even more prompts and fill in the blanks so you can get comfortable asking for what you want. And of course, we'll link it up to the Foreplay Mastery course, which we really encourage you to check out, and let us know if you have any questions. We hope that you free your erotic voice and start asking for what you want in and out of the bedroom.
So we hope that we've given you prompts to start off your conversations, and know that you can keep gaining skill as you practice. So just try out some of the sentences, know that it's an ongoing process, but the most important thing is to bring a spirit of excitement and interest in creating a sex life that's better and better together. And that's what you're asking your lover if they want to do with you. So really coming from that place of, I'm really loving having sex with you, and I want to keep exploring. Do you want to too? I've been thinking about X, Y, and Z. And that will start you off in the right direction. So good luck. I hope that you have amazing sex ahead, and let us know if we can continue to help out with that.
I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We are the Pleasure Mechanics.
Wishing you a lifetime of pleasure.